Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book, First Things First. The core idea of First Things First is simple: put the important things at the forefront. You might think, well, I know what that means, one sentence is enough. Why do you need to write a whole book about that? In fact, first things are not as obvious as they initially sound. Which things are the most important ones? Everyone feels differently at different times, in different situations, in different moods. For example, what you think is important when you're in love is different from what you think is important when you're trying to achieve your company's KPIs. We may know what's important at work, but we might not know what's important in life. What's more, when we do know what things are the important ones, we don't necessarily act as though they are. Think about the resolutions we make every new year. Can you say they are not important things? They're all important, but they are not implemented, and they fade away after a while. The fourth generation of time management in this book teaches us that sticking to important things doesn't all depend on motivation or willpower, it has to be right and in line with our life's mission statement. The book also emphasizes that, in addition to managing ourselves, it is even more important to learn how to lead ourselves. This book's author, Stephen Covey, expanded the concept of First Things First, derived from a chapter in another one of his books, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You can also find the bookie of that book on our platform. In that prominent book on growth, the suggestion to put first things first is introduced as the third of 7 habits. In Covey's opinion, that particular habit was not discussed enough in the original book, so he expanded it into a system of its own, forming the standalone book, First Things First. Covey, a famous American management guru, was named one of the 25 most influential Americans by Time magazine. Some media also regard him as the mentor who will release everyone's potential. He has earned the title of contemporary thinker, and he has come up with many highly philosophical proposals regarding life. At the same time, Covey is down to earth, giving practical tools and techniques for executing his ideas. There are also two co-authors, Roger Merrill and Rebecca Arf Merrill. As Covey's collaborators, they add a wealth of real case studies, as well as their own insights into the book's First Things First philosophy. The couple also wrote Life Matters, Creating a Dynamic Balance of Work, Family, Time, and Money, a book on the relationship between work and life that is also worth reading. Let's firstly explore Part 1, From Managing Yourself to Leading Yourself. When we speak of managing yourself, you probably think about making a plan, and then meticulously monitoring yourself in order to manage your time well and get the job done. We are sure you have experienced the result of such a scenario. You're probably no stranger to time management, either. There is an implicit concept in time management that we don't do things efficiently because we don't use our time wisely. If we had a perfect time management method, it could help us remember what should be done and remind us of what has not been done, increasing our efficiency. Under this premise, various time management methods have repeatedly emerged and undergone 4 generations of evolution. The first generation of time management emphasizes reminders, suggesting that a good memory is still not as good as bad notes. It manages reminders in the form of memos, notes, and to-do lists. The second generation is based on planning and preparation, adding calendars to the to-do lists. With deadlines adding as a time factor, and with some planning elements, the second generation of time management is able to handle more complex tasks. The third generation of time management emphasizes planning, prioritizing, and controlling. This step introduces values and goals into planning, giving it a slight hint that it can be used for bigger schemes. This is now the mainstream method of time management. One common feature of the three generations of time management is the obvious focus on time. They are mostly tools to manage yourself so that you don't become too lazy and let random instincts take over your life. The fourth generation of time management differs from the previous three in the book, because, rather than emphasizing time, it emphasizes direction, putting forth the concept of leading oneself. If the first three generations are clocks, the fourth is a compass. The compass represents our vision, values, principles, mission, and direction, it is all the important things in life. The fourth generation of time management emphasizes doing the right thing, not just doing the thing right. What does it mean to do the right thing? In the context of this book, it means putting the important things at the top of your priority list, or first things first. By following this principle, although you are managing things, you are actually leading people. The fundamental thing is that leadership comes before management. You need to often ask yourself, "Am I doing what I should be doing?" instead of asking, "Am I doing what I'm doing well?" The biggest problem with the first three generations of time management is that they place too much emphasis on time itself, allowing so-called urgent but unimportant things to fill our schedules, and making us ignore the truly important life issues that only show results after a lot of time is spent on them. Under the pressure of our schedules and daily to-do lists, we gradually develop the habit of urgency addiction without even knowing it, slowly turning ourselves into laboring donkeys, guided by the carrots in front of us, and losing ourselves inch by inch. Few people realize how much urgency affects the choices we make. The phone rings, a child cries, there is a knock at the door. There are emails to answer, reports to write, meetings to have, and deadlines to meet. The people around you, as well as yourself, are scrambling to say, "I want it now. I need help. Can you come here right now? I'm late for the date." If you can never say no to these seemingly unavoidable emergencies, you're doing the thing right, but you are not doing the right thing. You are managing yourself, not leading yourself. Everything has two primary factors, urgency and importance. If we draw a matrix using these two properties, with urgency on the horizontal axis and importance on the vertical axis, we get four quadrants. Things in quadrant 1 are both important and urgent, quadrant 2 holds things that are important but not urgent, activities in quadrant 3 are urgent but not important, and quadrant 4 includes things that are neither important nor urgent. This is the widely known four-quadrant time management matrix. With this matrix, we can now discuss what urgency addiction is. It refers to a status that our work centers around the urgent things in our life every day. People comfort themselves by saying that since it is urgent, it must also be important. The email icon is flashing. I can't not check the new email, right? There will be a business meeting this afternoon. I can't refuse to attend it, right? With the stress of these urgent tasks, the pleasure of checking something off of your list, and the false thrill of getting a lot done, it's easy to become obsessed with these tasks and act like an addict. Covey lists 6 common symptoms of drug addiction, which we can compare to the urgency addiction of the workaholics around us. Let's see how many of these fit. 1. The addiction provides a reliable and predictable feeling. 2. The addict focuses most of their attention on the addiction. 3. The addiction temporarily rids one of negative sensations like pain. 4. The addiction gives one a false sense of power, control, self-esteem, safety, intimacy, and accomplishment. 5. Rather than solve the issues one wants help with, the addiction makes them worse. 6. The addiction worsens one's abilities and harms relationships. You see, using the standard characteristics of drug addiction to describe workaholics with urgency addiction is a good match. This worth we watching out for. Think back for a moment. The favorite sayings of urgency addicts are, "I really want to spend quality time with you, but I need to get this work done. The deadline is coming up. Surely you understand. I simply don't have time to work out. I know it's important, but I have so many other things I need to get done right now. Maybe when I have more time." If these two examples sound like you, be careful. You may be addicted to urgency, and you may lack self-leadership in your life. Why is it easy for modern people to get addicted to urgency? Covey points out that some things are fundamental for human to get a sense of satisfaction. If these basic needs are not met, people feel empty and incomplete, so they fill the void by obsessing over urgent tasks. This, in turn, leads to complacency and a momentary satisfaction of partial fulfillment. What is partial fulfillment? For most modern people, partial fulfillment is working at full capacity, and this fills space that could have been used to pursue other tasks that can guarantee a sense of satisfaction. The things that make people feel fulfilled, called the four human needs and capacities, are to live, to love, to learn, and to leave a legacy. To live encompasses our physical needs for food, clothing, shelter, housing, economic stability, and health. To love includes social needs, like a sense of belonging, human interaction, loving, and being loved. The need to learn is the demand for us to grow and progress mentally. Leaving a legacy fulfills a spiritual need to feel meaningful, purposeful, dedicated, and at peace with ourselves. These four needs are closely related and impact each other. If any of them is not met, the quality of our life is reduced. The fourth generation of First Things First time management gives great consideration to these four basic human needs. It does not look at one's problems in isolation, nor does it merely fix problems when they arise. It looks at the needs as an interdependent whole and seeks a solution that meets all four needs. To summarize part 1, the first three generations of time management focus on time itself and neglect the direction aspect. The result of following that method is urgency addiction, which immerses us in urgent tasks and equates urgent matters with important matters. The fourth generation of time management is based on the importance things, which focuses more on direction. It acts as a compass to help us figure out what's important, understand our four basic needs, and focus on those things that are most important. By doing those things, we can gradually shift from managing ourselves to leading ourselves.